You already know what it is. It's your boy A&R off for the streets. You feel me? Up next, we're here with the one and only. You feel me? The most talked about Toronto rapper in the city right now in Canada. You know what I mean? There's Drake. There's Tory Lanez. Obviously, Tory Lanez being talked about like crazy right now. But after Tory Lanez, there's Moolah first. You feel me? We got him right now. We're about to have a little interview with him, ask him some questions, and really figure out what's going on with him, what he got coming up, and what he's doing with his life. So, Moolah, first, what's going on, man? What's popping?
Yeah, I'm pissed, you know? You know what time it is.
I feel you. I know I got you early in the morning. I don't know if you ate breakfast yet, but good morning, brother. Good morning.
No breakfast, just a little stuff there.
Yeah, bro, you definitely, like captured, like, my attention. Like, I've been watching you doing your thing. It's just like your rise. It's just like the way you consistent with the work, with the drop. It's really inspiring. Like, I'm not a rapper, but like seeing you as a rapper just keep on dropping and keep on putting out content, like, it makes me not, I can't be lazy. I like, yo, if this guy's out here dropping videos after videos, how can I be lazy and not like stay up and
content? Important stuff for me, please.
Yeah, so like the question I wanted to ask you, like what keeps you inspired? Like what keeps you motivated?
Just everything, everybody, all the stuff, you know, chatter from here, people thinking I can't do it here and here. I love it. That keeps me fucking well oiled, you know what I mean?
Facts. Okay, say less. I was trying to do my little research just to kind of get a little bit more background information about yourself. I see that you started rapping since like 2016. So like, how did you get started in the music industry, and what got you interested in like that music?
You're bright. 2016. That's too far.
Okay.
That's too short. I mean,
okay.
I've been rapping forever.
Wow.
I mean, that's why you can't face me.
Okay.
What was the question again? Sorry.
How did you get started? How did you get started in the music industry? Like,
I just love it. I just wanted to inspire, you know, and change the game.
Okay.
The way I'm doing it, you know.
You're doing it. So it's like I said, just the progress from watching your old videos with Cookie Letter Scheme from Scarborough, and like it's like from now and just the visuals that you're putting out, like comparing from your old songs and your old videos, I could tell that you really like learn a lot from your craft and you put in a lot of work. I feel like it's a passion. It's something that you really love. So what's the love for music? Where did that come from? Like, what's the background? Is it like your parents was into music? Like what makes you fall in love with music so much?
Well, my grandpa is Jackie Mattoo, right? So you could definitely say it's in the bloodline.
Yeah.
But I just go, like, I don't know. I don't think about these things. I just go and process how I want to be processed, you know, because I'm in love with the process.
Okay.
And if you're not, I just believe I could do anything. It's not just music. I'm fucking a director. I'm a producer. I'm a tour manager. I'm a manager. I'm all of these things that, you know, you can't just put, I'm an editor. Like, you can't face me.
Say less. Like, you love saying you can't face me. Like, how did you
Surviving Peter is out now. Netflix. Go ahead.
How did you come up with this? You can't face me. It's really like a term, a lingo in Toronto now. Like people saying like you can't face me. It's kind of like staple. Like, you know what I mean? So how did you come up with something like that?
Yeah, because it's true. It's just everyday living of my life. It's you cannot face me. Every obstacle they put in front of me, it just can't face me. I break it down. You see what I'm saying? Build it up, break it down, tear it apart.
Facts, you lost your Instagram many times.
Yeah, and that face me, I still went back to back trending.
Facts.
On YouTube, how, like, what do you mean? I have to be the guy.
Facts. So have you figured, this guy got the merch, the branding on point. So
it's not merch, designer.
Designer, my bad, my bad. Yeah, I must start calling my shit designer. Yeah. So how did you figure out how to like beat the algorithm?
Like just by working, you know, being a slave to my own work and not watching the score, you know. That's what gets me further because I don't really give a fuck. I don't know what goes on out there. I don't know. I don't really give a fuck. I care about my work and that's it. And when I look to the left and I look back to the right, then shit's going on. And that means I'm just doing the right thing. I don't watch the score. I just put in work. Lots of people, they just watch the score. Oh yeah, they're on one thing for so long. No, I'm out. Can't face me. Yeah. Michael's back.
Facts. Because in previous interviews that you've done, when it comes to like the academics, Twitch, and when you come to like doing the, or you call it, just other interviews, people used to compare your views and things like that, saying your views are not up there. But one thing I noticed, like you always talk about, you never really talked about the views. You always talk about the consistency, the music, compare the music, don't compare the views. But over time, by you being consistent, your views are going up. You know what I mean? So then that conversation kind of like stopped. So is your approach when it comes to like marketing and promotion is just focusing on the music more than the views?
I just don't think no one could do it like me. I just think I'm one of one and the light shines on me differently. You know, because I'm meant to be here, even though I'm not supposed to be here right now talking to you, you know? And I just, like I said, it's one answer the way that for everything for me, work. Stressed, work. Depressed, work. Hard. Mental illness, work. Fights with my girl, work. Fist fights, shootouts, work
hard. That's crazy. That's a dope mentality to have.
Yeah, because nothing else is going to change the answer. Okay, the only thing worth chasing is a dream. Okay, because when you go and you chase whatever you're chasing, you chase a fucking girl, whatever you're chasing, you will put all your energy into that and not get nothing out of it after you chase that down. But if you chase down a dream, you're going to get it.
Facts.
Because you're chasing it. And when you get it, it's going to be worth it. Nothing else is going to be worth it. Do not front for these girls. Do not do nothing for these people that don't love you. That's my message to the people out there. And I learn every day. I'm not always perfect. I learn every day. I actually have real people around me, real people that actually want to see me win and love me. Okay? For example, like last night, I got a little upset at my boy, you know what I mean? Like, and somehow, you know, I ended up like punching him up in his face, you know what I mean? And he looked at me like, yo, I'd rather you take it out on me, you know, like, instead of you going out there, you know, I know where you're going to, Mula, you know, like, I know, like, you know, and he loves me so much that he'd rather me take out my energy on him. And I had to look at that like, yo, I love this guy. I'm wrong. You know what I mean? Because these people around me, they actually love me and want to see me win. I don't need to go anywhere else. That's why I don't give a fuck about nothing. Why would I care about somebody, some Joe Blow, some average Joe that's fucking commenting on the internet? I don't really give a fuck. Who cares? What does that do for me? What energy do I get from that? I don't give a fuck. The only energy I get is longevity.
Facts, Jim.
You can't get me out of here 3 years straight. Okay, 44-0, nigga.
Facts.
I'm up now, not next.
Yo, no shots taken. But yeah, Yo, one thing I could tell, like, you're so confident. Like, I feel like it has to be instilled in you as a child. Like, was it that your mother that instilled that confidence in you? Was it your family members? Where do you get that confident energy from?
I mean, I've always learned to just be myself. You know what I mean? So whatever, like I've conquered everything in front of me. Anything that comes in front of me, I conquer it. So me learning that is just knowing that no one could face me. And like I said, like the people around me, they love me to death. So it's like, really, that's all I need. And I run a whole society. I run a whole village. If I'm down and, oh yeah, weeping, oh yeah, I can't do this, I don't think this is possible, then everyone's gonna look at me like, fuck, I look at you, you know what I mean? They look at me to be the person, the support figure of like, yeah, let's get this fucking shit going. Can't face me. Michael's back, right?
Facts.
Okay. So that's how I maneuver around this world of the not giving a fuck attitude. Don't care at all. Never will I. I'm going to be 88 years old. I don't give a fuck about what you say still because I'm rich as fuck. Not only money, but mentality, brain. Okay? You know what a woman said to me the other day? She said, I love you for your mindset. Mm-hmm. Okay? Not how you look. I don't give a fuck. Mula, you could have looked ugly as fuck. But I love you for your mindset. That's what makes me attracted to you. That's why I love you, Mula. You could have yellow teeth if needed. Could be in a wheelchair, for God's sake. That's what being a guy is. Okay? If I go on a... Yo, listen, man. Legends never die. I'm already one. How did I make it here? I'm not on no RIA certification. I'm not on no billboards. I'm a legend. I don't need that. Does Beethoven have a Grammy? No, I'm Mozart. I set the field.
Yeah, I feel like besides the antics, besides the everything else, the controversial surrounding you and things like that, I feel like you'd be spitting a lot of real shit and just go over a lot of people's head. It's like I feel like you kind of like the Andrew Tate of rap in Toronto. You feel me? Just you'd be spitting some real shit. So, do you feel like your life and upbringing in Rexdale influenced your music and character?
Oh, for sure. No. That's where it all starts, you know? But like I said, put me anywhere in this fucking world. Put me in Seattle. Put me in the world. Put me in Antarctica. I will do it. I'm telling you. You will see me the exact same spot I am right now. If I was ever in Antarctica, Alaska, Nunavut, White Horse, Northwest Territories, wherever you fucking name it. I'm a guy.
Yo, yeah, I can tell, man. It's like Jay-Z, put him anywhere. He's still like, you know,
start me over, reset me.
Do you feel like you could survive without the internet?
Of course. Look what I did without Instagram. No one could do that on my level. On an underground, like, no one could do that. You need your fucking Instagram. How am I going trending back to back? Because I'm a guy. That's why. I don't need to be friend up with everyone else. I'm a boss, final at that. Why do I need to friend up anyone? I don't give a fuck. I can say fuck you to any boss in the world because I'm a guy, the final one.
So, like I said, you're one of the biggest hustlers in the city right now. So like, what has been the your biggest challenge like you facing your career like thus far? Like, and how and how have you been able to overcome it?
Yeah, it's just, I will forever have challenges, you know, because I had to work for everything. I didn't get everything handed to me, you know. So when there was no three-point line, okay. Actually, no, there's a three-point line. I wasn't good at threes, all right? I start banging the threes now. I'm the sickest fucking three person in the fucking world right now. Now, all of a sudden, they're trying to push the three farther back. And they want me to shoot from there. Just me. Okay? I go in to whatever. I'm fucking balling. Niggas is fouling me left, right, and center. No calls. I fucking go like this. There's a call. Like, oh, that's what I had to do. So I had to work for mine. It's just much more better anyways. It's much more sustainable as well. Okay? When you have to work for it. And that's what I enjoy. Okay? I love it. I would not do anything different. I don't give a fuck. Because everyone, they get handed stuff to them. And look what happens to them. They can't keep it. They on a downward, I just keep going up. So therefore, you can't face me.
True.
They underestimated my trajectory.
Okay. One of the major news that kind of like happened in the city, in Toronto, over the past month was the issue regarding Rolling Loud and where they like just remove you from the set. I was covering Rolling Loud. When I was going there, I was expecting you to just pop out and do a surprise performance. So do you find, like, did that, like, affect you mentally? Did you able to work that out?
When I hear mentally, that's when it all goes down. Mentally what? How could that even look at me? Do you understand that's a big $1 million festival? Okay? Not even they could stop me. I made a day four. Can't face me. I'm a boss. Final at that. Okay? How the fuck could that even look at me? Rolling Loud. Charlie B just got fired. All these guys got $1,500 sets. I'm about to get 20 grand for 20 minutes. New Year's Eve. Can't face me. Hudson D. I look so smart.
Jeez.
It's different for me. I don't need nothing. I'm a guy.
That's news. That's dope to hear. So speaking of Hussy, like since you mentioned Hussy, so like what inspired you to start rapping about financial literacy and credit? So that's just before you answer that, that's one of the reasons why I started like paying the most attention to you, because I started a movement called Buy Back the Block to inspire like artists to kind of stop repping the block and invest into properties and fixing up their credit. So when you did a song called about credit, I'm like, damn, like nobody really like ever rap about shit like that, especially like a black man. So like what inspired you to start rapping about things like that?
Yeah, I'm just a man of a different breed, you know. I focus on practicing what you preach, you know what I mean? And we're all hypocrites at the end of the day, but I like to stay on a percentage side of things, you know, on a higher percentage side of doing things, you know. So the way how it would work is people just think life is like, oh, like you don't have to work for things. People just want it easy. You know what I mean? And we can't just have it easy. You got to know what something is to work for. Like I said, it's sustainable. Okay? And I'm not getting at people that have low credit scores or high credit scores. I don't give a fuck what your credit score could be. It could be 300 or it could be, you know. So the only thing I want to see is somebody trying, you know, to get their shit up. And this is how we will do less crime in the world, because people will know what it is to work for things, how to take things out in their name, and how to focus, you know. So and also with women, you know, that want to always used men, you know, have that mentality. It's like they need to have all this stuff up too. You have to be a boss too. This is what makes me want to take care of a woman. Okay, when they're their own boss and, you know, like everything's is good. Like they have fucking manners and they're mad. That's what makes me want to take care of everything. So that's what, and you need it.
Back.
You need it. Most importantly, you fucking need the fucking shit. You know what I mean? So I'm here giving you what you need. You know what I mean? Like what you're supposed for free. I'm back. Telling you, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. You think music is some big money and shit? I don't give a fuck about these little checks. I don't give a fuck. I'm well off.
Yeah, that's dope to hear.
It quit.
That's dope to hear because a lot of Toronto rappers are struggling out there. Like they're not really
for
like
sure.
Looking
what into- are they ever gonna do? You're telling me you're just gonna keep making videos. Da, 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 da. They have no business. Most of them don't even have a registered business. They don't know what the fuck they're doing. What are they doing? Nothing. They just think, oh yeah, let me just do this. And you know, yeah, I'm gang and da, 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 until you're fucking 47 years old and you don't have anything. And then you have to catch up under some girl that's paying all the stuff because you don't have it up like that. And you have no credit. So what girl wants to talk to you? I don't know. Only the dumb ones. That's what they attract. Dumb bitches. I don't need no dumb bitches. I need real bitches around me. Like I said, everyone that comes around me has to love me. Just like how everyone else loves me. That really loves me.
Facts. I really think what you're preaching is really like big. When especially like credit. Especially fixing your financial literacy. Things like that. Go over people's head, they're more focused on the bling, the jewelry, the cars, and things like that. They never really see the long-term effect of having good credit, of being financial literacy, being investing into the right things. I don't want to stay focused more on Hussy, but I want to ask you a few more questions just so we put the importance of Hussy out there. So can you tell us more about Hussy and what it offers to customers?
Well, first of all, Hutsy.ca, you know, sign up. You don't even have to have bad credit. There's lots of programs there, you know, and we have installed, you know, like certain joint ventures with partnerships of Disney, Nike, you know, Old Navy, Uber.
Dope, that's big.
You know? So when you use it at those things, you get your offer cash back, right? To start saving money. Like it's, yo, bro, people don't understand how hard it is, bro. Inflation's gone up. Everyone is broke. It's hard. I leave from this conversation to this conversation and it's always like, oh, you know, it's always something with money. They need this and da 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 da. Like, bro. And then people are sitting here saying, hey, what I'm doing is a scam. I love it. Okay, because that's why people are poor.
Facts.
For real, because they don't want to date. You don't have nothing else to do anyways. You drink bottles and smoke weed. Anyhow, you buy all this stuff. Why not take a chance? You're scared to take a chance. That's what it is.
Facts.
You know? And sorry if I ever stray off topic of whatever you're doing. I'm just thinking about a million things at once. My mind is not like yours or others. It is very fucking unique and different. And sometimes I'm in the future of 2066 working on things and I come back and I'm talking to you.
Facts.
So sorry if I never even answer your question properly.
It's cool. But I feel like
you always go in depth. You know what I mean?
Sure. You kind of remind me of Kanye somewhat. Kanye's like, do you suffer from like any like ADHD or autistic? Like Kanye's like the same way. Like he's like so in the future to the point like you speak about something now, you get it like 5 years later.
The vast ADHD. I don't believe in those things. I don't subscribe. I'm unsubscribed to those certain words. You know,
no cap.
I'm unsubscribed to that because no one could tell me what the fuck I am. I made myself.
Facts.
Fuck. I wasn't all like, always like this. I had to learn. People think it's a facade. It's not. Facts. Why would I act to be like this? Well, I don't really care. If you think it is, go ahead. Because I love it. Whether you think it is or it's not. And I would be mad if they weren't saying anything at all. That's when I would be mad.
Yeah, I think you're very knowledgeable and your wisdom is like far than most. You know, I think like, have you ever thought about writing a book or even putting out an audio book or even putting out a movie about your life? Like, I really think it'd be very interesting.
They're writing the book for me. Every move I take is part of the book. I treat every mission like the main mission. Some people would be treating this mission like, oh, hey, I'm just on Zoom. Let me just do some half-assed job and fucking whatever. No, I'm here treating this like the main mission.
Facts.
Last mission, last boss. Okay?
Facts.
G-U-Y. Guy. Rude. Boy. Okay?
Facts. Like, how do you balance your creative goals as an artist? And like with the responsibilities of running a business, because I feel like you have so much going on.
I mean, like, fuck, it's very difficult. Just like everyone else, I want everyone to know that it's very difficult. And that's why you shouldn't hate on people who have things, because you never know what they're going through. Lots of people hate and just hate, and they never wonder why this person has this. They never, how did they acquire it? Meanwhile, that person could have acquired it however they acquired it, and you're being red-eye over them. They could be living with their mother, saving up all their checks, not living how everyone has to live, and things like that. But you're sitting down red-eyeing them. Or they could have fucking made it from the bottom, worked for everything they had to do, and oh, fuck, it was a struggle, da-da-da-da. And just because they put in those 24 hours, you're red-eyeing them. We all have the same 24 hours. I don't look at people like, oh, yeah. Anything I look at someone and I want, I learn. Okay? I know that I have to fucking look. All right? And I have to observe to be the guy. Okay? I'm commando. Okay? So when I'm telling, I tell people what to do, and then sometimes they don't like what I'm saying to them. I might be too harsh, might be too vulgar for them, you know what I mean? I'm telling them what to do. Yeah, mix this, but I know what the fuck I'm doing. I know how to get it done. Okay, that's the final boss attitude. That's the being the fucking guy, and also being the guys listening. I don't always, you know, I'm always like this in a different room where I have to learn from someone. I have to shut up when I'm in rooms. Okay? I have to be quiet. Someone has to tell me, hey, Mula, stop. I know you're the final boss, but none of that today. And this is what's going on. Boom, boom, boom. And I have to sit there and I have to learn this to even have more to speak about. I'm not just be like, hey, da-da-da-da, speaking out of turn. No, you have to know your levels, okay? If you're broke, you're Brock.
Thanks.
Okay? Don't sit there and be like, oh, yeah, I'm not fucking broke. Oh, da-da-da. No, you're fucking poor, and you need to learn now, okay? And to learn, you need to listen, okay? And no, I'm not saying listen to anyone. Listen to guys. People who have done stuff, okay? And you see vivid learning from it,
wow.
Okay? You see it in front of your face. Like, oh, yeah, he's somewhere, just like Mula first, okay? When you see me, you see that I'm going up in life all the time. So to not listen to me would be fucking foolish on your end. And then you want to listen to someone else. Some fucking drug dealer or some shit who thinks they have it going for them. Oh, yeah, I have it going. Nah, nigga. I have it going. legitimately.
That's a fact.
Okay? I don't need to break rules. I just break rules when I want to. I do the fuck I want to do. I'm a guy. G-U-Y.
Yo, like I was doing my research and Googling your name, it was really hard to find anything personal about you. No, your government name is not even online. So how have you been able to keep your personal life away from the internet and just mostly focus on just the music aspect and business aspect of it? If I shit on you.
They can't get me.
That's great.
You can't get me.
Well, I don't even have a LinkedIn or nothing. You can't
get me. What the fuck? You can't get me. I don't have nowhere to live. I don't have nowhere to live. You can't get me.
Jesus.
Every day somewhere. I work. You don't care about a house or a car or any of this bullshit. The house ain't seeing me. I'm different places. I gotta get somewhere. I'm sorry. I gotta work. Lots of people are mad at me for being at work. I'm at work. You want me to be broke like you? I'm fucking at work. Let's get it going. It's morning time. I'm talking to you. Tim Hortons. Pissy.
Facts. I respect it, man. Like I said, I admire your hustle. I admire your grind. Like when I see people like you grinding and going hard, it just motivates me. It's like, I can't be sitting on my ass if this guy's like, not the every video.
Yeah,
like,
because someone else is going to do it.
Me.
Like me. You want to take an hour to do that when I take a minute to do it? Go ahead. Thank you. I'll do it in a minute. You'll do it in an hour. That's fine. Got ready. I already got what I needed to do out of the way. You're late. Sorry. Gone to the next. I already started something already before you started what you're doing.
Yeah, it's really admirable. Like,
crazy.
Yeah,
do you understand that I have not lost yet? I have not lost. I've been in encounters, rap battles, and things like that. I have not lost. Okay? I stand up to the greats because I'm a great. This is Dave. Rolling Loud, that's Dave. That's David versus Goliath, nigga.
That's like
that's damn near that. Because you couldn't stop me. I'm the only one being taken off the stage. I'm so bad. There will be no day two or three still. Fuck day one, two. We don't give a fuck. And day four is what we're rolling with. Because I'm just that creative. And I'm just that guy. Who does that? Friday came. Oh, no, they took me off Thursday. Friday came. Okay. Day one was cute. All right. Day two was just cute. Day three, I don't even remember what was going on then. And then Monday came. Day four. I dropped day four. Might crash your internet.
Jeez.
Before you heard of nigga, I've been a threat. I can fix your credit right now. So come on. Come on.
Hey,
come on, bro. Trying to cancel me. Say what I want. Fuck day two and three. Day one was weak just because Moolah didn't reach. Hey. I'm the last level. Nobody fires me.
Bop.
Come on. Yeah. Nobody fires me. That's the part where I say what I want because nobody can fire me. All these guys are scared. They're scared to say whatever the fuck they want. Can't talk to me. Think anyone could talk to me? No one could talk to me. No one.
Yeah, I respect the confidence, man. I wish more artists to have more confidence like you, because I'd be trying to show artists like, yo, you don't really need nobody. You don't even need me. You don't even need like these radios. You don't need these Spotify playlists. You literally just need yourself and your work ethic. So that's one thing I've seen that you have proven to everybody. Like, you don't need no playlists. You don't need none of that shit. You haven't been on the radio. Like, you've just been doing you and the work has proven itself, and the progress has been showing. If they were comparing a chart, if they had a chart to compare your work ethic and the work that you put in, it would show that, like, you started from here, you won't get no playlists, you blackball, you won't get no radio.
You're muted.
I'm muted.
Now you good.
I can't see your face though.
You see me, right?
Yep.
All right, cool. I don't know why this should crash. But yeah, so if you're comparing the how you call it, the chart, if I was saying a chart, that you showed a chart just going up from all your work ethic. So like you were saying, just being your own boss and not relying on none of these industry stuff is really like admirable. You know what I mean? So I really respect that. So I wish every artist would look up to you, because they're always like, oh, I'm not getting no playlists. I'm like, bro, Moolah's not getting no playlists. Moolah, you obviously have a playlist thing now, but you're not relying on these things.
No, never. Never have I relied on anyone. You know, I could be in my deathbed. I can still make a song right there and then. Nothing stopping me. That's how I know I could do anything. Okay? It was even possible before. Where I come from, to have Drake pay attention to what's going on where I come from. Okay? It's possible. I made that happen. I know anything's possible.
But
I know it. Okay? And that's why I'm here. You can't stop me. Put me anywhere. Put me anywhere. I will still be the guy.
So how does it feel like having the number one rapper in the world paying attention to what you got going on and sending little sublime little shots at you in his bars? Like, how does it feel? Like, is it like motivation? Do you feel like inspiring?
It feels good that no one could say nothing to me, but I also forgot, because I don't watch that. I'm saying that I forgot. I don't remember what you're talking about.
Okay, Silas, I got a few more questions for you. I'm not gonna hold you too long. Like I said, you're always working. It's a couple questions I have left for you. It's like, how do you approach
Muskoka about it just now?
Hmm?
Going to Muskoka just now.
Oh shit, what's popping out there?
Pissed. Miserable. Go ahead.
Okay, so like, how do you approach like the creative process when it comes to writing and recording your music? Like, do you go in the booth and just spit? Do you write your bars down? Like, it seems to be like you get your bars off fast. It's like somebody could diss you and you put out a song in the next 2 hours. Like, how do you do that?
How do I do it? Man, I'm just a man of it all. Okay? Book of Moo. All right, that's how I do it. God.
So you believe in God? You believe in God?
Oh yeah. Oh hell yeah. Without God, I can't be here. I can't do what I'm doing. Couldn't have the confidence to do what I'm doing. God's one of those things I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That love me very much. And that's more than anything. That's more than a Drake shout out. That's more than whatever anyone has to offer on this planet. Okay? That's how I survive. That's why I'm me.
So one thing, it's like one question I have for you. It might be somewhat controversial or it might not be. Like, do you find that...
God, nothing can stop me at this point.
Yes. But do you find like the path that you're going in when it comes to kind of like the issues you have within the music industry, the issues you have, the politics that you are involved in, will ever stop? Or you ever looked forward to like actually making peace with anyone that you have issues with?
Who are you talking about? Neo Financial? I don't have any. No one is worth my time. There's nothing that like these guys, these people are bums, the men you refer to.
I'm not.
I think I know who you're referring to, but those people are bums. I can't. ever beef with bums. It's not beef. It's a circus. It's not real. It's internet. I'm a guy. I don't give a fuck. Ain't nobody. I'm still here. One man army. Still here. Can't talk to me. Sorry. Not gonna happen. I don't give a fuck about who, what beef anyone's talking about. I don't give a fuck. I'm out here fucking doing what I have to do. Focusing on a legendary career, as Bia keeps posting. Shout out Bia.
Yeah, say less. My last two questions before I let you go. What are your long-term goals in the music industry? What do you see yourself in? Obviously, like right now, I was trying to tell artists, you want to go to the States so bad, but nobody even know you in Toronto. What's the point of you going to New York?
Yeah, listen, these guys been in Hollywood too long. So I'm saying, I bring fucking Hollywood to fucking Toronto. That's what I do. Hollywood's already on. I'm sorry. They already have what they already have the infrastructure over there. Okay. Yeah. We need to build out here.
Yeah, facts.
How come Kula Ray's never been here? How come no one has never met Kula Ray? I don't know. I'm sure, like, you know, like little kids and people, you know, they want to meet her. But you too focus on Hollywood, you lost. I could take her out in a Honda or a Tessie to Wendy's. Check, please. Okay? I bring Hollywood to Toronto.
Okay? So you don't see yourself crossing.
I done made girls fly, women fly in.
Yeah.
To go to Wendy's. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I seen that's facts.
It's facts. It's facts. No one could do that. You're not a guy. These guys have, oh yeah, they have to fly them on a private jet. Yeah, 30,000 here, 30,000 back. Fucking Harbor 60, Soto, whatever. I don't need to. We go to Wendy's. Well, everywhere I want to go. Okay? Right. And you have to enjoy it because I'm putting my time.
Yeah. Say less.
Facts. Yeah, bro.
Yo, bro, like I said, I respect your grind. I respect your time. Like, I'm the type of guy who's like, if we agreed on 1 hour, 30 minutes, 30, like, I make sure I respect everybody's time. So my last question for you, like, do you have any advice for any aspiring like musicians, Toronto artists, any even Canadian artists who's trying to make it in the industry, like what advice do you have for them?
Just be yourself. Don't make no one tell you anything. Okay? If you're set on doing something, do it. Okay? Do it is best of your interest. Okay? And all my fans that are listening out there, I love you guys so much. You guys are more important than my family. And all of these things, no one could ever face you guys because they can't face me. And if I'm your favorite artist, then I can make you argue down other people with their favorite artists. Because, you know what I mean? This is Muhammad Ali here, bro. This ain't no fucking joke.
Okay. So what can people expect from you? Do you have any new music dropping?
I always do it. I do it. I may press a button right here and drop something while we're talking. I do it. There's no expectations. There's no nothing because I always work. Sorry, yeah. I don't wait 6 months and then put out a record. No.
You say you never signed a label then, the way you're talking.
No, 43 videos.
Damn.
I've dropped back to back 3 years now. It's not even 3 years yet. January 4th, it would be 3 years of 2023.
That's crazy.
You cannot face me. I never missed a month. Sometimes I've dropped 4 videos in a month. You cannot talk to me. It's different. You cannot compare me to a Toronto artist. Because I'm making a difference. I'm changing the landscape of this place. Okay? Let's go. Bye. Pissed off, miserable, high blood pressure. Disturbed.
Yo, bro, you already know what it is. It's your boy A&R for the streets. That was an exclusive Up Next interview with Mulu First. Bro, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Your name's A&R?
Huh?
You said your name's A&R?
Not A&R for the streets.
Oh, A&R. Okay. Yeah. Shout you out, man. Up next, pissed off.
You already know, man. I appreciate your time, man. Hopefully we keep collabing, do more work, because like I said, I respect what you're doing for the city. I respect what you're doing for yourself, and I respect all the great information you put it out. Even though it's going over people's head, keep putting out those great information, brother. Take care.
Well respected. God bless.
God bless. Take care.
Miserable.